Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. This is Kerry Green. It's our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. I'm thankful that you're with me. Today, we're going to be looking again at our identity in Christ, and we're going to discover what it means that we are anointed by God. We're going to unpack that word in just a moment. But before we get there, I want to remind you, tomorrow is our Pray Together episode, where listeners submit prayer requests, and I pray for them live in a separate episode on Fridays. If you would like to submit a request, it may be too late already for you to get one in for tomorrow's episode, but you can submit one for the next Friday right now. Go to kerrygreen.com/prayer and give us your details, and we would love to pray for you. All right, today, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. This is continuing on from yesterday's episode, where we were told by the Apostle Paul that God has established us together in Christ. And he goes on with the next phrase. He says, and has anointed us. Now that word anointed or anointing has taken on some kind of funky meanings in modern church culture. I mean, we hear people say, man, that preaching was anointed, or that gal is really anointed. She's got the anointing. I mean, we hear people say those kind of things all the time. But what does that really mean? Well, I think what people are meaning in situations like that is that it's pretty obvious that God is doing something in and through that person's life. That person has been empowered by God in a way. But did you know that in the Bible, though the word anointed or anointing is used in contexts where it could be something of that nature, that's not really the basic idea of the word. There were two different ways in the Bible that this word anointed or anointing was used. First was in a physical action of anointing someone's head or their body in some way with oil. And that oil was a symbol of the Holy Spirit's power to bring healing on the person or to empower the person for some job or task. In the Old Testament, we see often prophets and kings were anointed as they were called to take on the role that they were taking on as prophet or king. And so it was a symbol of God applying a power to their lives. And that's where our idea of anointing these days comes from. But there's another meaning to the word anointed. And it means when someone has been chosen by God specifically. We've heard phrases like this in a phrase like, Joe anointed so-and-so as his successor. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means he appointed him. He blessed him. He put him in the role to succeed him in whatever the task is. So friends, as we look at these two things, when it comes to our identity in Christ, this is something I think we all need to ponder a little more. What does it mean that we, not just the pastor on behind the pulpit at your church on Sunday or Saturday, whenever you worship, not just that guy, not just the people on TV who you see teaching God's word, not just the worship leaders, not just me or you or anybody, but everybody who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ is anointed. What does that mean? Well, it means, yes, we are empowered. Yes, we are given God's strength and wisdom to do the things he's called us to do. But it also means we've been chosen by him. We've been appointed, not just anointed. We've been appointed to do certain things. This reminds me of Ephesians 2, verse number 10, that says, God has chosen us for good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. Friends, being anointed is a great privilege. It's a great honor, and it's a great responsibility. We have been given something that just blows my mind. We've been given a part in God's work in this world. We've been given the opportunity to influence children, neighbors, co-workers, friends, with the power that comes through the fact that Jesus has anointed us to carry on his message. Jesus, whatever this looks like in our lives on a day-to-day basis as moms and as siblings and as co-workers and as friends and as leaders of companies, Lord, whatever it looks like for us, give us clarity and confidence to know that you have anointed us to do things in your name and for the sake of your kingdom. Lord Jesus, give us eyes to see the opportunities. Give us boldness to step in because we know you've anointed us. And give us the faith to believe you are going to do the work, not us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lord Jesus, as we pray for spiritual renewal in our world, as we pray for the spirit of revival, we recognize that some of that is going to come about through us being faithful to the truth that you've revealed to us, that we are anointed. Lord, teach us how to step out in faith, to be bold in proclaiming your name in situations where, yes, we may feel incompetent or we may feel we're in over our heads. But Lord, remind us, you are the one who gives the power. You are the one who provides, and you never fail at anything you do. And so, Lord, the transformation and revival that needs to happen in our world can begin as we obediently trust you in faith. And we step into the lives of people who are in need, people who are seeking, and teach them what it means to know and follow Jesus. We ask you to guide us in this, in Jesus' name.